Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You're not hearing much from the mainstream media regarding the two shooters at the STEM school in Colorado. You wonder why you're not hearing much. You're not hearing even the cry for gun control. They've just simply moved on to other stories. Well, there is a reason why the mainstream media has dropped this story, why it's not plastered on every news outlet across the country. And it's because of the two shooters. They were radically anti-Christian. They were anti-Trump. And at least one of them was so-called transgender, supposedly transitioning into a different gender. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, according to multiple sources telling a local Denver ABC affiliate that the second shooter at the STEM school, Highlands Ranch, is a female currently, quote, transitioning, close quote, to male. There are multiple sources close to the investigation that told Denver 7 that this second person, who's a minor, is what they call a transgender male. Now, a transgender male, you always have to kind of think through these things. Yeah. What is a transgender male? It's a female.
Yeah.
It's a female who wants to be or is confused about whether or not they want to identify as a male. And apparently this person was in the midst of transitioning. Of course, you can't transition. You can take hormones. You can block your hormones. You can take hormones of the opposite gender. You can go through surgery. You can change your name. But you're still who you are at birth. This person also superimposed the rainbow flag over a picture on social media. So it's pretty obvious why, Matt, I think the mainstream media has decided there's other stories they want to promote. Because if they go and promote this one, even if they're salivating because they want to do something about gun control. But they know that if they spend any time on this, the story is going to implode in their face.
It doesn't fit their narrative. And this girl, she said on social media, "You know what I hate? All these Christians who hate gays," which of course isn't true. Yet in the Bible it says, Deuteronomy, if someone doesn't do what their priest tells them to do, they are supposed to die. So she's ranting against Christians and Christianity. And that was clearly a motivation for this attempted mass murder. One young man who tried to stop them was killed and is really a hero. He may have saved lives here. But that's why this has been dropped like a hot potato. And to the extent that gun control extremists kind of invaded a vigil that they had there at the school, when they started trying to politicize it for gun grabbing, the students, a bunch of them collectively, walked out. They were furious that they politicized.
Yeah, these were two local Democrats, I believe, and they wanted to come to this memorial to grieve the fallen students. And they got up, the two Democrats, and they wanted to use this as a platform for gun control. And the students, many of them, protested and walked out. They came back in later. They took over the mic, and they said, "This is our event to grieve our fellow students. This is not a political event. It's not a time for politicians to make political statements on gun control." They wanted to grieve. Good for them. Mm-hmm. So they got shot down right away. And, you know, the rest of the media, they don't see, first of all, they don't see the willing students that want to push the gun control narrative. But mostly they don't have this narrative that they want. They would rather have some conservative, some person who might claim that they heard from God. They don't have that here, but that's what they want. They want to be able to obviously push gun control. I mean, they do that every single time. They push gun control when something like this happens. And why have they been silent? Well, it's because the narrative doesn't work for them. You know, this person posted all these things on social media, Facebook. Both of them were anti-Trump. One posted media content praising Barack Obama. These were, in their political ideology, radical left. In their religion, anti-Christian. And with regards to being confused, one of them is confused about their gender. And I understand that one news report indicated that the parents of one of them actually had gone to court to try to change the person's name. So unfortunately, you know, what we have is someone who is confused, who's filled with hate, filled with anger against Christians, is so wrapped up in the gender ideology that now wants to go to these schools and kill people. And thankfully, one of the young people put himself in harm's way to stop it. Had it not happened that the one person had tackled one of the shooters and was shot in the process and gave everything for it, who knows how many other people would have died.
And, you know, to add to the tragedy of that, speaking of the parents of this girl who thought she was a boy, I understand they were more concerned that the quote-unquote proper pronouns were used during the memorial service than what had actually happened. Yeah. So they're confused as well.
And, you know, even the media that reports on this, they refer to this girl as a he. Yeah. It's like it's in Never Never Land.
Yeah.
Never Never Land. I mean,
no reality anymore.
Yeah, and so the parents, unfortunately, have bought into this gender ideology. You know, the fact of the matter is, this article that I'm got in front of me, one of many, says that the scientific community, quote unquote, I use quotes around scientific community, it says should be hanging their heads. Further research, it says, should be done to discover if artificially changing the hormonal structure of human beings increases aggression or psychosis. It goes on to say, hormone replacement therapy, HRT, and puberty blockers are given to children who think they are the opposite sex. As young as 8 years old, testosterone is known to be the hormone that regulates aggression. Listen, you have a girl. And if this girl is taking either puberty-blocking hormones, we don't know the long-term impact of that. We do know that it can cause sterility. But what about now you start injecting testosterone? And how does that affect your aggression? How does that affect your moods? There's not enough study on that to know. And yet these media liberals and some of the people in the counseling community are pushing kids and deceiving some kids and even parents, unfortunately, into assuming that this is the proper approach.
Yeah.
Give them these hormone-blocking medications.
And we know it's dangerous.
And give them these medications.
And we know that it's dangerous. Multiple studies have shown that it's dangerous to the kids. Dr. Lisa Simmons, a pediatrician, who addressing this issue, she said, the bottom line is we don't really know how sex hormones impact any adolescent's brain development. We know that there are a lot of brain development between childhood and adulthood, but it's not clear what's behind that. This is dangerous.
That's why we fight these counseling bans in all these states, because the answer is to get to the root problem. What is causing this child to act this way?
And although there are not sufficient studies to show what happens when, say, a girl takes testosterone to change bodily appearances, common sense says you start blocking the production of your hormones, particularly in your development years, when your brain still is in the maturing phase. It doesn't stop maturing until your early to mid-20s. Now you're putting hormones in, sometimes of the opposite sex. You know for a fact there's consequences to
Absolutely.
That. Even before you come up with the scientific research, you know, just from a common intuitive sense, there are consequences to it. That's why the media has dropped this story like a hot potato. And why, Holly, we continue to fight for freedom, that doctors and parents have the freedom to be able to take their gender-confused children or those that have unwanted desires to be able to receive good foundational counseling to overcome these unwanted desires, attractions, or even confusion. Stand with us as we stand for freedom. Visit lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for one of our emails right there at the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.